Picture this. A Stanford freshman calls home 5 times daily, unable to decide what classes to take or when to do laundry. Meanwhile, a parent rents an apartment near their child's college to continue managing their life. These aren't rare exceptions. They represent a troubling new normal. Over the past 3 decades, we've transformed from a culture that valued childhood independence into one obsessed with protection, perfection, and parental involvement at every turn. The consequences? A generation entering adulthood without the basic skills to function independently. As former Stanford Dean Julie Lithcott-Hames witnessed firsthand, even the most academically accomplished young people often lack the resilience, problem-solving abilities, and self-direction needed for adult life. The question isn't whether we love our children enough, it's whether our love has taken a form that undermines their development into capable adults. The mid-1980s transformed American parenting through 3 key events. Adam Walsh's abduction sparked stranger danger fears, a nation at risk report launched achievement culture, and the self-esteem movement promoted constant praise and protection from failure. The data contradicts our safety obsession. Of 800,000 children reported missing annually, only 115 are stranger abductions, 0.01%. Yet parents face legal consequences for allowing normal childhood independence, like unsupervised park play. As dual-income households became common, free neighborhood play gave way to supervised playdates. Baby boomers, rejecting their parents' hands-off style, became intensely involved in their children's lives, a pattern that seemed successful and perpetuated itself. This protection now extends to emotional safety. Since the 1980s, the everyone gets a trophy mindset shields children from disappointment, praising minimal effort and ordinary achievements. Even typical childhood conflicts are now labeled bullying, with parents demanding intervention for normal developmental behaviors. From prestigious preschools to carefully curated activities, we construct childhoods designed to maximize future success, particularly college admission. This checklist-driven approach eliminates unstructured time as we manage every aspect of children's development. In youth sports, anxiety about achievement has led to practices like redshirting kindergartners and early specialization. The consequences are stark. Childhood sports injuries have skyrocketed, with pitching injuries now 16 times more frequent than 30 years ago. Our safety obsession has transformed playgrounds from challenging spaces to sterile environments, with rubber replacing asphalt and plastic replacing wood. Children now find these spaces boring, retreating to indoor digital entertainment, while childhood obesity surpasses injury as a health concern. Parents increasingly control not just activities, but aspirations. While speaking of boundless dreams, they create narrow parameters for their children's choices. Phil Gardner's research shows parents now choosing college majors, leaving graduates ill-equipped to explain their career choices beyond "Mom and Dad want me to do this." The result? Children excel at following instructions, but struggle with independence and creativity. They develop achievement-based identities rather than authentic interests, leading to what psychologists term existential thinness, accomplishment without fulfillment. The statistics paint a concerning picture. 95% of college counseling directors report growing student psychological problems, with 84.3% feeling overwhelmed, 51.3% experiencing anxiety, and 31.8% reporting debilitating depression. These issues span all types of institutions nationwide. Research consistently shows overparenting correlates with poor mental health outcomes. UCLA studies reveal that when parents take over tasks, they limit children's mastery experiences and increase anxiety. Students with hovering parents show higher rates of anxiety, depression, and medication use, while displaying reduced openness to new ideas and weaker executive functioning. This helicopter parenting has followed young adults to work. HR professionals report parents attending job interviews, completing applications, and questioning performance reviews. In one case, an investment banker was fired after his mother complained to his boss about his hours. Many young employees excel at following explicit instructions but struggle with autonomy. This checklisted childhood leaves them unprepared for workplace initiative and relationship building. As one Teach for America leader notes, "Tell me the path and I'll follow it, but figuring things out independently, that I can't do." We've lost touch with our core purpose as parents, raising children who can fend for themselves. While modern concerns about economics and competition are valid, overprotection stunts essential growth. Though some support during tough times may be necessary, our primary goal remains preparing children for independent adult lives. 18-year-olds need 8 core skills to function independently: talking to strangers respectfully, navigating solo, managing assignments, contributing to household duties, handling interpersonal problems, coping with challenges, managing money, and taking appropriate risks. When we constantly drive them, remind them of deadlines, or solve their conflicts, we prevent these abilities from developing. Parents who handle every challenge, from wake-up calls to authority conflicts, leave their children ill-prepared for college or work. Unable to cope with setbacks, these young adults view normal challenges as catastrophic failures. As university psychologist Dr. Karen Abel notes, overparented students lack critical thinking and independence, immediately turning to parents rather than working through difficulties themselves. Research shows children who begin chores at ages 3-4 are more successful than those starting in their teens. Yet today's children spend only 24 minutes daily on housework, 25% less than in 1981, often doing trivial tasks for rewards rather than feeling genuine pride in their work. Some parents enforce an authoritarian style, dictating strict academic paths and punishing imperfection. Frank Wu, a Chinese-American law school dean, warns this damages children. For every success story, there are 99 kids whose lives have been wrecked. The most affected aren't mediocre performers, but high achievers who feel worthless for not being absolute top. Building resilience requires being present while allowing children to make choices and take risks. Help them learn through questioning rather than lectures. Reinforce good behavior and model resilience by sharing our own experiences of overcoming setbacks. Our children have the right to discover their unique identities. Overhelping harms them, leaving them without the skills and character needed to craft their own lives and face unprecedented challenges. Our job isn't to engineer perfect childhoods, it's to gradually transfer responsibility to them as they grow. By attempting to protect children from every possible harm, we create a generation unprepared for life's challenges. When parents intervene in every conflict, they signal that children are incapable of resolving issues themselves. Without exposure to appropriate risk and failure, children never develop essential resilience. Stepping back allows children to experience age-appropriate challenges and develop competence. When we resist solving every problem, they learn problem-solving skills. When we let them feel disappointment, they build resilience for inevitable setbacks. The greatest act of parental love isn't protection from all hardship, it's preparing our children to thrive independently. By recognizing that children need independence to become capable adults, we can break the cycle of overparenting and raise a generation ready to face life with confidence and courage.